Is it time to up your social media game? Then you need to talk to Kate and Ave Communications, a social media agency located right here in Edmonton, specializing in all things social media, from quality storytelling, content creation, and strategic social media management. So stop doing social media off the side of your desk. Contact Kate and Ave at kateandave.com and give them a follow on Instagram at kateandavecomms, C-O-M-M-S, for great social media content, tips, and tricks.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Bits. This is Quinn.
This is Claire.
And this is Paulina.
Hi, ladies.
Welcome back, Claire.
Thanks. Hey, you had way too much fun without me.
Yeah, we got pretty lucky last week with Danielle Serdakny and Steph Markowski. And
yeah, no big deal.
Had a really great chat with them and cannot wait to cheer on the Ottawa Charge.
If you haven't listened to that episode yet, go give that a listen. Because what interesting insights from those girls on just being in the PWHL, growing up as women in hockey. Yeah, just really
playing
cool
on
to
the
have
boys
them.
Teams.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I had major FOMO. I was out at some ski racing competitions, as you know, couldn't make it happen, but one of them follows me on my personal Instagram now, so we're basically best friends.
Oh, perfect.
So that's cool. So happy to be introduced to them by association.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really looking forward to that game.
Oh yeah, so excited. It's coming up.
I think I found a ticket, so I'm excited as well.
Yes. unlike January, which is 11 weeks long, February is like 2 weeks long, so like we've got so much fun stuff coming up.
It's already almost over.
It's the hockey game's basically this weekend.
Actually, no, this weekend is what we're mainly talking about today.
Oh yeah,
the Super Bowl, ladies. Finally, did you know? You do know, but our listeners don't know that my child's birthday falls on the Super Bowl. So I have been spending many days crafting the perfect plan so that I can watch the Super Bowl and we can celebrate our birthday, my son's birthday, properly without getting in trouble. Because nobody really in my extended family cares to watch the football game on my partner's side, which makes it really hard.
I was genuinely very concerned for you when you told me that your son's birthday fell on the same weekend as the Super Bowl. I'm like, first of all, What were you guys doing planning a child's birth in February?
Luckily the Super Bowl date changes.
It does. That's
so it's
fair.
Not yes. Every year.
Not every year we will run into this problem. But
every 4 or 5.
Like, yeah. You know, I'd be like, family, I'm sorry. I love you, but I'm out. Like, you know.
Right? It was tough.
Sebastian is your son.
He doesn't know.
He doesn't know his birthday.
Guess what, you guys? He's having a football-themed birthday, and I cannot wait.
I imagine he is absolutely thrilled about that.
The Super Bowl.
Not more than Claire is thrilled about it.
I'm so thrilled. I bought a lot of decorations. Anyways, rest assured, I will be watching. Thank goodness, because there was risk of me not watching it, and that would have been devastating. We're full countdown mode for the upcoming Super Bowl in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm. And I had a friend who was just in New Orleans and said it was awful. It's really, really falling apart.
Oh no!
So hopefully the Super Bowl is a boost. She said it didn't feel like a safe place to be.
I think that there are definitely rough parts of New Orleans, but I think that that's not all of New Orleans. I mean, I would hope, but I like just from people I've heard that have gone there recently ish. So hopefully, I don't know. I mean, it seems like such a cool place. I hope that it's not.
It does.
You know,
or it can at least turn. I mean, listen, a lot of cities are struggling right now.
A lot of cities are struggling.
We know about that.
Yeah. There are certain streets like in New Orleans, I know, that have like been historically pretty rough and probably have only gotten worse. But
So
this Sunday,
We've got Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles rematch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because when did they face off last? Was that 2018?
2 years ago.
2 years ago.
Yeah. No, not that long ago. It was like.
What?
Yeah.
Because, oh, yeah, it was right. Jason Kelsey's right. last yeah, that's year. Right. Yes. Mm-hmm. So Travis beat his brother. And also important to mention, we don't want to mention it because, like, we don't like the Chiefs. Like, we'll just preface it with that. But, like, this is the chance for something incredibly historic that I'm starting to slowly convince myself that, like, I'll be okay if the Chiefs win, because it will be the first time in NFL history, in the entire league, that a team has won three straight Super Bowls. So that's, I mean, listen, silver lining, if we have to watch it, at least we get to be a part of, like, major history.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I'll just say, like, I actually don't hate the Chiefs, but I do want the Eagles to win. I don't hate a dynasty, you know, like, you always want to be on the right side of it. You know, like, I want that for the Edmonton Oilers, and I want everybody to hate us for it. Like, bring that on, please. So I don't hate the Chiefs. I mean, we were all Chiefs last year, ladies. Lest
well, that's
we forget.
Because they were playing a boring, like, California team, right?
It's
like,
true.
I'm with you. I don't hate the Chiefs. Patriots.
We were all team Taylor Swift.
Yeah,
last year.
Yeah.
That may have changed a little bit since.
But I did hate the Patriots and that dynasty, probably because, you know, they face off against Green Bay, and then there's been, like, heartache there. So I look at Tom Brady and I'm like, fuck that guy. I can respect Tom Brady, but there was bitterness there.
Yeah.
So I don't hate them. I'm a little bit, like, I think when you're not in the dynasty, it's great to be in the dynasty, but when you're not in it, you're kind of like, oh, like, this again, you know? It's not as exciting. And I also have just historically liked the Eagles. They've been another team that I like to root for. I was thinking 2018 was the last time the Eagles won the Super Bowl.
Right.
So I had that confused. Yeah.
So what are your predictions? Like, who do you got, and what do you think in terms of score, MVP? What are you expecting? Not just wanting, but what are you expecting? I think it's going to be Saquon Barkley. I think he's just had an insane year. If he pops off on Sunday, which may be harder because the Chiefs have a very good D. But if he does, which I hope he does, then I think that, an MVP just makes sense.
I think the Chiefs have a good D, but I think Saquon Barkley is looking a little unstoppable.
Right? He's so fun to watch, and which is why I want them to win. If anyone's going to upset, it's got to be them.
I think that they are going to win, and I think it's going to be on the back of Saquon Barkley.
Yeah.
I just, like, from some of the coverage that I've seen, the last couple games, Kansas City's run defense has struggled a little bit.
Yeah.
I want to go back to what Quinn was saying about the dynasty and the potential for a record that we could see and witnessing, you know, that historic moment. So this is kind of funny for me. And this is part, like, this is why, this is the silver lining if the Chiefs win for me, because I my brother loves the Patriots, right? And so he was always like, oh, just, like, if Tom Brady just, like, beat the Green Bay Packers in a conference championship and I was pissed, I'd be like, you know, shitting on Brady over text. But he's like, you know, just be thankful that we're in a time where we can witness, you know, the one of the greatest players of all time, right? Like, just be thankful that you get to witness that. And there is some joy that I get out of all the, like, Tom Brady guys, because I know that the Tom Brady Patriots guys, they are not Chiefs fans, because they don't want to see Mahomes encroach on, like, GOAT territory, right?
Right.
And I know some of them will probably say, like, that'll never happen. Fine.
Yeah, he'll never win eight. Yeah.
Yeah, but there is some satisfaction for me with, like, Patriots fans being really butthurt about the
rattled.
Chiefs winning a record like that, right?
That's
and
funny.
Having Mahomes have that record.
So we know
and then
the Chiefs...
I can turn around and say, just be thankful that you live in a time where you get to see this
yeah.
team.
Such greatness.
Yeah. Such yeah. greatness, yeah.
They are favored. They're favored to win. What do you think the score will be?
Ugh.
I'm gonna say like pretty close. I hope it's mm-hmm. close because I think that'll make it really fun. I'm gonna go 28-24 Eagles.
Oh wow, okay. My problem is like here's my thing with the Chiefs. This is also why I hate them, because they just find a way to stick in it. This is why they're just not exciting. They're always like, if they're within a touchdown nearing the, like, you're in trouble, because they always
yeah.
just find a way. And so I just think any close game dooms the Eagles.
Okay,
the
so
Chiefs are just.
I know. You're right. I think
that's why they're so unappealing, because it's just like, there's just no intrigue to that. It's just like, oh, great. They just like found a way to sneak another one out.
So I think Eagles, let's flip the script then. Eagles 31, Chiefs 24, because they're going to win with a final drive. Yeah.
Oh, the Eagles are going to win with a final drive.
Yeah.
Okay.
Flip
I can take one. Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
31-24. I would love that.
I was also going to say 31 for Eagles, but 28 for our Chiefs.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, see?
Log
I'm going to go 37-28.
For
just totally random.
I think
for
we all
the
said
Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah. We're all Eagles.
Not that we're biased or anything.
We're all birds.
I just feel like the Chiefs can't do it this time. I just feel like it's not their time to win again.
No,
okay,
and
but if they do,
and because it's a revenge match, because it's a revenge game.
Yeah. If they do, how much will the reffing play a factor? Because that has been all over the headlines and all over the forums. And rightfully so. Like, the Chiefs are statistically penalized less than every other team in the NFL. Well, sorry, I think there's two other teams that average similar. But man, that final, that conference final was woof. Like,
I am curious.
Very, very questionable calls, and like, if I'm a fan of who are they?
The Bills.
If I'm a Bills fan, I'd be losing my mind.
Oh, livid. Like,
I am
curious who the other two teams are, by the way, like that are traditionally
that
penalized
up.
Less. I hate the reffing conversation. Like, I hate the blame the refs thing. Like, I find it usually baseless for the most part. Like, there's always going to be bad calls in matchups. So to blame the refs always seems just a little bit bitter or salty. And Travis Kelce said on his podcast, he's like, if you're blaming the refs, you're probably really good, or you're a really good team, or the best team, something to that effect. However, I saw it with my own eyes in the conference final. And I was like, these accusations have some legs, because this is actually pretty ridiculous.
Okay, so NFLpenalties.com says during the 2024 NFL regular season, teams averaged approximately 6.4 penalties per game. In contrast, on another website I found, the Cardinals, Chargers, and Chiefs were among the least penalized, each averaging 5.4 per game. That's spread out across a season, though. So, like, we've seen some pretty key games. Like, that's the average. But we've seen at least three games where the refs have been a factor in a Chiefs slide-through win. At least I have season.
Yeah. And that's it goes back to why they're unappealing. But like, the stats don't help me, because I'm just like, there's no reason that the Cardinals should be another least penalized team. Like, there's no conspiracy about like them getting called less, right? So I'm always
surprised.
Like if they were the least, then it
would
really speak to something. But like a couple other teams, because to me, I don't know. That's weird. But I think also, let's not kid ourselves. Any call that is questionable like the Chiefs are always in big games, right? Yeah, so it's just going to have that many more eyes on it, and
they're going to be under the microscope. There's
just more of a microscope about, and like, and you know, it just, because they stay in it and they can draw a penalty like late in the game, like that's one of the ways that they find ways to stay in games. Mm-hmm. Like they probably try to draw a penalty. Well, they do, right? So,
mm-hmm. So yeah, but, let's weaving this into the predictions. Do we think reffing, yes, no, only, do we think reffing plays a role in the game?
Will there be a controversy? Yeah, probably, because there always is.
There's gonna be at least one that people are talking about and pissed about
in favor of the Chiefs specifically.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, okay,
you guys, right. I have to be honest, I was like just trying to defend the Chiefs a little bit there, because I was like, well, maybe there's something else to it, but like I hate the Chiefs and I know that they'll get a call at the end of the game,
of course. Yeah,
I just know it, but I was just trying to, you know, maybe come up with an argument.
We're trying to be a little bit balanced. I am turning over
a leaf, and I would really like to support the Kansas City Chiefs.
Well, last year around this time, we were telling all the angry men to sit down and be quiet about cutting to Taylor Swift. We were very excited about the Taylor Swift Super Bowl, as I can recall, and I feel like in our recent discussions, you two specifically have really changed your tune on the Travis and Taylor relationship buzz.
Well, it's just not as exciting anymore. Like it was like when it was a new thing. It's not that I'm annoyed by it. I'm not annoyed by their relationship. I'm not annoyed by like the coverage their relationship is getting. I just don't really care anymore. Like,
yeah, that's fair. It's like the
scroll past,
it's worn off.
Like not really interested. That's all it is.
I could not get enough of like the new romance content and like this new fresh love, and like she's flying from Japan to make it in time, and like, and now it's just like,
whatever.
It's just a tired, it's a tired love story now.
It's just
they're settled in.
They're settled out. Sweatpants and Netflix stage of their relationship.
The cuteness is worn off.
We're not really as excited about that. And we got to see the big moment of Chiefs winning the Super Bowl and Taylor Swift coming out on the field and her and Travis having that moment. We got to see that, and that was beautiful and magical. Lovely. But we already saw it. I don't need to see it again. I'd rather see
He needs to stop singing.
Yeah, people really hate the singing.
That was Jason's thing.
Yeah, why is he trying to like steal Jason's?
Because Jason sang at the Philadelphia parade for their Super Bowl win, which was iconic. And then Travis
just
did
wants
it,
to
and
be
it was
like his brother,
cute little baby bro moment at his Super Bowl. But then he did it again when they won the
AFC
conference final.
Well, yeah, like, now he's made it like a thing.
Enough. Did you, of the
my
thing.
Favorite thing is that clearly somebody turned to Taylor and asked her, and she said, "Yeah, I knew he was doing it. I read it her lips," and I was like, "Oh my god!" Because people were probably like, "That was the world's loudest ick last year."
Yeah.
And so like, how are you feeling about it again this year?
That's funny.
Like, that was the world's loudest ick. Like every single one of us was like, "Ooh, nope, I'm out. I'm done." Okay. And that's why I'm bored of the romance, because I'm like, "Ooh, the ick. No, I got it."
Okay. Well, my favorite part of the romance is Jason Kelce and Kylie Kelce. Do we think that Jason is fully clothed for the full game this year?
No, because he's going to be happy either way.
Yeah.
Like, do you think he's tarps off?
No, I think he's tarps on.
I think he's tarps on this year.
I don't think he's going to be able to celebrate in like full fashion either way, because like it's his team playing his brother's team.
No
so
way.
He's
fully cheering for the Eagles. For sure. He wants his brother to, he said this on their podcast. I want my brother to do well, but I am cheering for the Eagles. But we know Kylie is diehard.
Oh, of course. Kylie is cheering for the Eagles, no question.
She does not give a shit about Travis.
Nope. I love Kylie, but I just feel like it will be a dialed back celebration for Jason because of that. Because if his brother loses, I don't think he's going to be like tarps off, like,
you know.
True.
But
I'm talking
in the
like mid game. Like,
no, I
he's
don't think
gonna be
so.
having some pops. I think he'll just be more buttoned up because he is in the sports casting mix now in a way that he wasn't last year.
I think that's part of his charm, though.
Me too.
I don't think he cares about that.
No,
you know,
he's
like,
gonna
he already
be like
drove a helmet down the road. It's
yeah,
like an Eagles helmet.
He's
like,
gonna be. I think he's gonna be Litty Titties. That's my prediction.
Oh yeah, because either way, he's happy.
Yeah.
It's kind of a win-win. I think he'd prefer to see the Eagles win. You know, he said it himself that a lot of those guys are like family.
Yeah.
But if his brother wins, obviously that's also great. And it's history making, right? And
yeah, like he might not be
such
going
a big part of that.
You don't think he's cheering for his brother, like, first?
He's
no.
No.
No, I think he's cheering for the Eagles and he wants Travis to have a good game.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he wants Travis Kelce to win. But he wants the Philadelphia Eagles to win.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I mean, he doesn't care about the Chiefs as a whole, but it's his brother.
No.
It's his brother's team.
Okay, let's get into some more silly wagers because I kind of like that. And then maybe we can circle back on them during and or post game to see if we were right. Any surprise celebrity cut twos this year that you think? Like, is Donald Trump going to be in attendance?
Sitting with Brittany Mahomes.
Yes. Oh God, Taylor's not in the box. If that's
no,
the case.
Taylor's in a different box.
Yeah.
I don't think Trump's going to be there. I think Trump wouldn't be cheering for the Eagles because Trump is like Mr. New York man, and
yeah.
Eagles are obviously a division rival. So he would be cheering for Kansas City. But
yeah. And Butker's
not that he
on
knows
the team.
Where Kansas City is.
No,
no,
for sure, him and Butker are in the same circle.
But
he's
yeah.
Like Kansas, the state. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, Kansas City in Kansas.
He,
you guys,
he still has yet to figure it out. Definitely,
just doesn't make sense to him. It doesn't make sense to any of us, but
yeah.
Especially to him.
Actually, he should have to cheer for the team that he is able to point out on a map. And it would be like New York, and that they're not.
So he's cheering for New York.
Yeah. Yeah. I think Bradley Cooper will be there, and I think they'll cut to Bradley Cooper.
Oh, yeah.
No,
they will.
Huge fan. I like
huge
him.
Eagles fan.
And
yeah.
I like the movie he was in about the Eagles. So
Caitlin Clark will be in attendance, I'm sure. Big Chiefs fan.
Oh, right. Right. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, of course.
Yep. Halftime show is Kendrick Lamar. Anything there?
Oh. I mean, I am just very excited for it.
Very thrilled to see that halftime show.
Who,
yes.
I think SZA is said to join him.
Oh,
I think
what
that's
I was
who it
hearing.
Is. Yeah.
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 I mean, I'm not mad about any of this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'll be fun.
I'm on a big Kendrick kick right now. So,
he's
how do you
yeah,
think Drake's
best.
Doing with all this? You know, he won at the Grammys this week.
He's
doing
or
on the weekend.
Terrible, and I'm delighted.
He's in
yeah,
a dark
I
place.
Couldn't be
Actually,
happier
I think he's
to
in
hear
Australia.
That.
He's in Australia.
Yeah, I
so
saw something
even...
that said biggest loser at the Grammys, Drake. And then just a picture of
oh.
Kendrick Lamar with all of his Grammys. So
even
that's...
when he wins, he's the biggest loser at the Grammys because
oh,
he's
so
a
sad.
Loser.
That guy sucks.
Oh,
anyways,
okay.
That guy sucks. Yeah, not woo, coming in.
So
hot
we're not
some
buying Canadian
there.
On that. Got it.
Right.
Sorry,
no.
I'm going full Kendrick on that. I'll pay the tariffs.
Okay, what other, you guys got any fun wagers?
Okay, so I want to do a count on how many Patrick Mahomes
jazz hands. Yeah,
like
good.
Yeah, like his ridiculous jazz hands that we've all
yeah.
seen recreated on Instagram.
Okay,
how many times do we see that in the game?
Six
we should
times.
Probably do like an over oh six. God, I thought it would be more than that.
I'm gonna say like two per quarter, so I'm gonna say eight.
Okay, well, I'm just gonna go on the high end and I'm gonna say 11.
Okay.
Ooh, okay,
so here we have
6, 8, and 11
Blair
jazz
six.
Hands. Now I'm kind of questioning that actually. But if you all go over, I win.
But also, like, I mean, what
is
I
it?
Mean, yeah, that's true. That is
Price
that
is Right rules.
We're
yeah.
doing Price is Right rules. Okay.
So I
got
feel
it.
Pretty good about mine.
$1.
Frankly.
Okay. What else we got?
How many times will they cut to Taylor? Is it as many this time or is it less because
less.
It's worn off? I don't think so. I think that there's probably still a massive viewing audience that is there for her, and they want to continue to feed that monster. Oh, they'll
especially show if her. Caitlin Clark is with her as well. Yeah. Because then I can also get behind that. But I don't, she didn't even really have that many appearances last year, did she? Like, it was only a couple. But then, like, we're jaded by the end because it was, like, all about her on the field and stuff.
Right.
We did bets on that last year. But I don't remember. I don't remember where we landed, and I wish I did so that I could. I would bet just like a little bit under that. They're going to show her for sure. The NFL isn't stupid. They know that they have this enormous new fan base because of Taylor Swift being there.
Okay,
but I think it's going to be as much because I think people are getting a little tired of it, and it's also not really fair to Taylor. Like, let's be honest. Like, how annoying would it be to have like every reaction, every facial expression, yes, everything you do like on screen all the time.
She's
like that'd be
that.
That'd be so annoying. Like, I would just want to enjoy the game.
Okay, quick search shows that it wasn't just a couple times, it was 11 times
during the last Super Bowl
CBS broadcast. Yeah, 11 okay. times.
I'm gonna go eight. Okay.
Yeah, I'm definitely going under. Two.
Paulina comes in quick with the whoa. Two. We're not including end of game festivities.
No, okay. It is like during the countdown, like when the clock
during
is running.
The game. Yeah. Okay.
You know what? I
does
I'm
warm up
go
count?
Seven. Actually, I'm gonna go seven. Eight does doesn't feel right.
Nope. It's what? Game time. Let's go game time.
You're going seven.
Yeah.
So wait, was that 11 during the whole broadcast though?
We're the only crazy people that are this detailed about it. All I know is that it was 11 times.
That's probably the whole broadcast. So that probably includes like post-game celebration. So two might be.
Oh, this does not factor in the amount of time she was born. She was shown before and after the game. So
I want to do a whole broadcast. I want to do. Oh, okay, fine. 11 just during the game time. Wow.
You say seven.
Yep.
I'm saying two during game time.
I'm saying nine.
Okay. I like it.
Yeah, they gotta feed that money train.
Okay,
will show
I think we should go the flip side. How many times do they show Brittany Mahomes? Which is actually kind of funny because it used to be like a whole ton. And
two times.
Two.
Is she with Taylor?
Maybe three.
Okay.
Maybe three.
She with Taylor?
No.
I think she might be.
Well, they're like, okay, sorry. Okay.
They're in the same box.
They're in the same box, but they're not
like
beside
next to each
other. Is not what I don't think they're like beside each other.
Yep.
You
know who's not going to be there
in
again
the same
this
shot?
Year? Blake Lively. She's not going to be there this year.
I wasn't going to bring that up. I was not going
to
bring
that
up.
That's a whole can of worms, and we are a sports podcast, so we're not going to get into it, but there's a lot to unpack there, but she is not going to be there. And neither is Ryan Reynolds. And you know what? Good. I don't like that
How
guy.
Many times are they going to show Kylie Kelsey? Because I think she's going to be, she's got her new podcast. She's definitely having a big moment. She's a huge Eagles fan.
She's kind of like
People
the people's princess
her.
Now in the NFL.
Yes.
Yeah. I love
she
her.
Is the
and
Princess
I...
Diana.
I want more screen time of Kylie.
I say five times.
Yeah, I was gonna say five too.
You can't.
Six. I'd love if Kylie and Taylor were together. You know what's interesting?
Well, yeah, they
Taylor's
probably
actually
will be.
From
so that can kind of changes this whole thing. So
yeah,
yeah.
Oh, this is fun. I hope other people think this is fun because I love this. Yeah, okay, final of the final copy. Final wagers, silly wagers. Final round. First person interviewed on winning team, who do they think? Who do they thank? God. Teammates, wife, mom, dad.
I find the thanking God thing interesting because it's like, does God not like the other team? Like, what's I like?
No, he likes
what
winners
if, what
more.
What if the Kansas City Chiefs lose and, you know, Mahomes always thanks God. He's a big Jesus guy. Does it like, was God mad at him that day? Like, how does that work? How does God factor into them winning? Like, I mean.
Well, because because thank God you got all your talent from Jesus. It had nothing to do with all the work you put in for how your parents raised you and taught you. Yeah, it has nothing to do with that. It has everything to do with God.
I just think about, like, God's a betting man, and he's up there, like, getting fired up for the Super Bowl, and he's like, you know, I think I want to see these guys win this time. I want this team. This,
you know what? These will really say that the amount of sacrifice for most pro athlete parents that goes into,
yeah,
if I'm not first thanked, yeah,
but
now
God
that I think
is,
about that,
I mean,
yeah,
that's
was God driving
raised?
You to practice?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my gosh, yeah. Okay,
oh, God, right. Put you in the extra camp,
oh,
every
God,
spring.
God paid the fees, your football fees every year. Oh, right, of course, I forgot.
Cute, yeah,
I
would have
that.
Loved that.
No, I don't think we're the demo for this. I don't think we should be commenting on God things whatsoever.
I like the idea of God being like, this is going to fuck up my bet. So I'm just going to sway some things in the
He's
other
taking prop
direction.
Bet.
Yeah.
And then he sways the ref into giving Kansas City a call. That's okay. What happens. That's how it goes. Okay. So
I can't think of a better way to end that.
Yeah.
How many times God is mentioned in post-game interviews?
Oh.
Yeah.
I can't watch all that. Are you going to watch all that and count?
I'll try. Maybe we just do an over under.
Okay.
Over five.
Over five.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I think that's probably pretty safe. I think
over five,
safe
under
bet.
12. I don't know.
We're playing it safe. Speaking of the divine,
Jalen Hurts.
Can we talk about the man angel?
Oh, the
that
sweet
is
baby angel,
Jalen Hurts. And can you guys give me some credit, because I have been a Jalen Hurts fan for a while, and not just because of his handsome looks, apparently. Yeah, we love Jalen Hurts, and we recently dug into a bit more about him, finding out that he has an all-female management team, and we are on board for that.
Yeah. So he has basically said that he always felt like he had to work a little harder to get attention. And he knows that women, it's the same for women. And so he has made a point of hiring women. His agent apparently slid into his DMs to try to represent him. And he gave her a shot. And now she's like an absolute boss agent. And his entire management team is women.
Well,
this
what's
is
cool,
a
what's
movie.
Cool about, yeah, what's cool about oh. her is that her name is Nicole Lynn. So she is a lawyer. She went to university to be a lawyer. And then she actually interned at the NFLPA, which is what got her into athlete representation. And she was the player rep for Quinnen Williams, who went top three. And it was the first time a woman had represented a top three quarterback. And so that was when she kind of first came on the scene, but that was her only client. And then it was in 2020 where she found, or she knew that Jalen Hurts didn't have an agent. And that's when she slid into his DMs. And I just think that's so cool, because she was like, hey, I know you are unrepresented. And
that is
anyway.
Bold and badass. I
Isn't it?
Love that. That is so cool. And
yeah,
I
really
I love
cool.
like him speaking out like in support of women in that industry. Like,
mm-hmm.
marry me, Jalen.
Yeah.
Sorry. She gained national attention in 2019 when she represented defensive tackle Quinnen Williams, making her the first Black woman to represent a top three NFL draft pick.
Nice.
And then that was in 2015 and 2020. She was like, hey, Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, I mean, this is huge for her. Like, what a big season for Jalen. And if they win the Super Bowl, like, even better. So,
yep.
That's awesome.
Well, she would have been a part of his big 2023 contract
Fair.
Negotiation, right?
Yeah.
Which was massive.
Yep. So another reason to cheer for the Eagles. Another reason to cheer for the Eagles.
That's right? Exactly it. Like, if you were on the fence whatsoever, it's time to hop off the fence into the Eagles lawn, because Jalen Hurts is a sweet baby angel that we will support until the day we die.
I mean, he supported Eagles Women's Football Festival. Yeah. He supported NFL's My Cause, My Cleats initiative, which was championing women's empowerment. He supported and supports women's flag football. Like, come on. This is, he's got receipts. This isn't just I did one thing. He is not just a pretty face, a feminist.
And he is, in fact, a pretty face.
Oh, yeah. He's also a pretty face.
Yeah, I'll say.
It's so pretty, it hurts.
Oh. Jalen, it's so pretty.
It hurts. I love him. I love watching him. And the reason why I got so into him was because I had him on fantasy 1 year, which is another plug for fantasy football, because it really gets you to dive into certain players. And I love watching him. He always seems to find a way. And so I'm excited to watch him in the big game.
Well, he's going to need to do that Sunday, because the other team always seems to find a way.
The other team is the king of finding a way. That's okay. I believe.
So, okay. Super Bowl. We know we love snacks. We know we love a dip. I was thinking we could do rapid fire. One snack only, not our typical one, two, and threes, because we're usually like, okay, you only get one, and then we say three answers. One go-to snack for Super Bowl.
In general or this year?
Whatever.
Okay.
I make nachos every year.
Nachos?
That's all I care about, nachos.
I've got to say I'm also a nachos person, and I'm going to be watching at a bar this year. So nachos is like the go-to choice when you're watching at a bar.
Yeah.
I know what yours is, Claire.
Yeah, you do. What is it?
It's the buffalo chicken dip.
And it's I love it.
It is. It is fire.
it's so good.
It's part of your brand.
So good.
Yeah.
I stole it from someone else.
It's very good.
I made it my own, as I do.
Yeah. Absolutely. And you can use it with celery, so it's healthy.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah.
I can't wait to make that.
Mm. Oh, man. I'm hungry.
I'm hungry for that. I'm hungry for the Super Bowl.
I'm proud of you for making that a reality.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Didn't come easy.
No. I would have said bye, family, but you're a better person than I am.
Oh, yeah. Molly was like, did you know he only turns two? Once.
Yeah. Did you know that he has no idea he's turning two?
I was like, I'm not suggesting.
Did you know he's only turning two?
Yeah. I was like, you know, I'm not suggesting we don't celebrate his birthday. I just don't think we should celebrate it during the Super Bowl. I suggested a lovely brunch, which did not go over well. I tried a lot of things. So kudos to Molly for coming
around.
Kudos
to Molly for being flexible. Like, I mean, honestly, give the kid a cupcake and a box and he is going to be stoked. Like an empty box. He'll be, you know, occupied for hours.
Ugh.
Best birthday ever. Thank you for listening to The Bits and joining us in our Super Bowl chat. We will see you on another time.
Yep. Enjoy the game.
I hope you're as excited about it as we are. See you on another time.